35, 36, got it. All right, Esther. We good, Esther? All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culkin in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, June 25th, approximately 11:35 for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have one item on consent, but I would like to talk to my colleagues briefly before we just approve it. The Alana and I have talked quite a bit about the damage prevention cases as they come forward. We need to have the two different attorneys on the sides, if you will. So I talked to Alana that I wasn't against hiring outside attorneys because you need two, one on each side, but that when we get our second attorney on board, we'll clearly break those two out. But I wanted to make sure that was okay with the two of you. We really didn't get a chance to talk through it. For Randy and Julie. I didn't see any other alternatives, really.
No alternative either.
So. But just so we know, this is not open-ended. The plan is the second attorney's on board, then that gets broken back out. So, okay, I would move passage of the item on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, discussion. Stacy, State Fair update.
All right, so hopefully you guys have this in front of you in your packet, yes?
Yes, the multicolored.
The days shaded in blue are the days of the actual fair, so the 18th through the 26th. And I just wanted to show you kind of who I had for volunteers and how I have it set up for scheduling right now and make sure that you guys are on board. So Thursday the 17th, I would actually go set up in the afternoon. And then I put myself down to cover the 18th and 19th. I have it standing empty right now on that Sunday and Monday. And then Daryl's going to be up there on Tuesday, Kyle on Wednesday, Mike on Thursday. It'll be empty on Friday, and then I'll cover the last day on Saturday and then do teardown. So right now we have it standing empty for 3 days out of the fair, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys think that's okay, appropriate.
Let me ask you this, Stacy. A few years ago, we used to do the State Fair and the Red River Valley Fair, and then we decided the Red River Valley Fair just wasn't worth it because the amount of public input and the staff time to get over there, so we dropped that. This looks to me like we're getting to the point of diminishing returns where people are really busy, yourself included, and I don't know that I'm convinced we need to go up there if we can't do it all, and because people are busy.
Mm-hmm. But the only way we could do it all is if I covered the remaining days, which I'm willing to do if you want me to. But I didn't have any other volunteers to fill in.
No,
days,
and that's
so.
My viewpoint is we need you here too. Just, I don't know.
I think it's a good balance. We're covering some of the key days that where the attendance is the highest, and the opening weekend attendance is the highest is high, and the last day I'm sure is pretty brisk as well. So I think this is a good balance, not pushing staff to leave their office if they are too busy, and I think we are pretty stretched, but also getting out there if we can, because I find it's hard to leave the office, but when I'm out of the office, I hear a lot of really good stuff, and it's really vital. So I think sometimes just we have to make that time, and once a year for the State Fair seems appropriate to me to invest some staff time in communicating with the public about what we're doing and being accessible to them to ask us questions.
You're the consumer affairs portfolio guru, so I would defer to you on that. Commissioner?
Well, we decided last year that we were going to do it again this year, and so I think at this point we move forward with it, and I think we'll want to evaluate Daryl and Kyle and Mike and Stacy, not evaluate them, but visit with them so we can evaluate how useful they found this to be.
We also... is there still the possibility of one other staff person pending some?
Possibly, yeah. Char was willing. She just had to wait to closer to the event because of commitments with family. So it's possible that she could cover another day closer to, and I could check with her. But
if she's available, I think it would be great to cover one of those other open days. But I'm comfortable with the coverage, and we can see what kind of feedback we get too from the days that it isn't available if we hear anything.
Okay. Anything else, Stacy?
Nope.
Money guy, you got this in the budget?
We'll find it. Right. Could we afford to buy staff people a piece of pie at First Lutheran booth or something like that in order to make it work? Or that's out of the question, huh?
Get my food. I'm
And because there's no
per diem, they could eat there.
There's going to be no overnights, so we didn't do any hotel rooms, just so you know, because I'm planning on going back and forth, because I already live 20 miles north of Bismarck anyway, and everyone else is just covering one day, so there won't be any overnight expenses, just mileage and per diem.
All right, sounds good.
Corn dogs.
Right.
Thank
per
you,
diem.
Stacey, and everybody else who's volunteered to go up there. So. Okay, is Mr. Fawn citing 10-year plan filing requirement?
I forwarded an email to the commission that came from from Todd Crandall representing Keystone, or TransCanada company. And I think, you know, he's reminding us about the legislature that had, there was a bill in the legislative session last time about 10-year plans, and it changed the requirement to every other year. On even years is when it needs to be filed. And the requirement is that the utility shall update its plan every other year. Now, he's received the filing from TransCanada. He's about to file it with the commission, but he's looking at it and he's saying, I've got 10 copies of this thing sitting here, and nothing has changed from the last time that they filed it. And he's wondering if the commission would consider some changes in the requirements for the 10-year plans to accommodate that situation. Fewer copies seems like it wouldn't be a problem at all. And something that they could sign off, or something they could say to send the commission to say that nothing has changed from the previous filing is a possibility there, or whatever else the commission might be willing to do.
I don't have the email in front of me, so can you say again what it was that he's asking for? Or you've got it, Alana.
Okay.
Okay.
I have received a subsequent email.
Okay, because it's eliminating. I'm not interested in eliminating the 10-year plan.
No, he's not. They're not interested in eliminating it. But his original email said, any thoughts or updates available yet regarding the 10-year plan status and the opportunity to further amend the required filing process, as was mentioned during the 2013 session and summarized below? He says, during the legislative process, there was an indication that the PSC might be willing to completely eliminate the 10-year plan or alternatively not require semi-annual filings after the initial plan is submitted. Is that something you would be able to discuss and consider through the PSC? And then subsequent to that, he sent me another email just saying, we really don't want to eliminate it. We have these issues about the numbers of copies and filing it when we don't have any updates to make.
I don't have a problem with the just filing something that says no changes and filing that if there have sincerely been no changes, not a lot of the, well, I suppose some of the companies are in that situation. It seems like it's the opposite, that the 10-year plans are changed so much that you can't rely on them so very much. But I've, when this first came up, it was in like the first month of being on the commission, and I was just going by staff input on what the value of the 10-year plans was and was open to your guys' suggestions. In the last year and a half, I've actually referenced those 10-year plans fairly frequently, especially in their filings of for projects. They're required to file them in conjunction with their applications for whatever project they're seeking application for. And those have been helpful in hearings to look at how the project under consideration washes with everything else they have. So I like the 10-year plans for that reason.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I question is, do we have, I guess I haven't run this by Alana yet, but do we have to make change to the statute in order to allow what he's suggesting? I don't think so.
Off the top of my head, since I just saw this, I think you could probably address it in rules, and probably that's, you know, that was maybe a piece part missing when we did the big package of rules. You could interpret how they can meet the statute in your rule. And if that's referencing mm-hmm. last year's or the last one filed, that's probably okay, but it probably should be in rule.
Brendy, do you have a thought?
Well, I sure don't want to get rid of the 10-year plans. I think they're important. I, too, am fine with one of two alternatives. Either do we, if I understood you right, Pat, we require them to file 10 copies?
An original and 10 copies. That's all citing filings are original and 10 copies.
You know, I don't really see the reason for that. If nothing has changed, we could certainly go down to one. I would even be okay with just an affidavit that it is exactly the same as it was previously. But I sure don't see a reason why they should file 10 copies of it.
Right. Well, whatever we can do, I think you're hearing, keep the 10-year plan, but we don't need 10 copies. I thought we'd talk through that. So we get whatever we think is appropriate, but not 10. Four, maybe two, but I think we're open to that. So then the question is it a rule change, or you could give that back to Todd and he could walk through whatever he wants to do on that.
Sure, we'll check that out.
Okay, anything else on that? All righty then. Austin, a superbly prepared letter, in my opinion. That's what this is about, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so the point Austin sent this to all of us, and just for sake of time, I looked through it. It looked fine to me, but I wanted to bounce it by my colleagues, and then we would sign it and send it out down the road.
What I just passed out, Sue pointed it out this morning. The Bismarck Tribune has had a few articles about rail safety, and then the one on top that's highlighted specifically about the grain backlog. And it looks like STB, according to this, is going to require both BN and Canadian Pacific to submit plans addressing it by Friday. So I'm wondering if, with this letter, if we want to wait and see what happens with that before we move forward or do anything else and see what kind of plans they submit.
Well, just off the cuff for me, this is all good discussion about the STB, but to me it's a larger discussion if the North Dakota Public Service Commission decides to find our role in who's getting preferential shipment. So I, from my viewpoint, is I would prefer to keep rolling on the letter and just see how this goes.
I'm fine with that, too. Did we schedule August 7th?
I believe we did. That's where Austin got the date from.
It looks like it was on the calendar. I double-checked that when we first
the last meeting, I think we scheduled it, but I'll double-check.
Yep, it's on mine, too.
I think we should continue going to just to, as another step, put them on notice that we're still interested in this. We're still pursuing whether or not we're going to file on the behalf of producers with the STB, a complaint or whatever it is that we would do. So I think we should look at what is filed and see how the railroads are, what their plans are and what kind of progress they're making. And then also, Austin and I have got a survey now that we have just about ready to go to the elevators themselves to find out from them how they think things are doing. And then we can use all of this information to determine whether or not we do.
If these railroads were able to achieve BNSF's commitment of having the backlog problem solved by the end of July, this will be a pretty short, pleasant meeting and pretty simple for them to just come and let us know that it's all solved and, mm-hmm. and things are progressing well. And so this shouldn't be much trouble for them at all, I wouldn't think.
Okay, then, so as far as the content of the letter, I'm fine with it is, and we could sign it today if you two have changes. Do you have any?
I do. I'll have some edits. I'll get them to you, Austin.
So can get that all finalized by today and just walk it around for signatures?
Yep.
That work for everyone? Julie, do you have anything major substantive that they can't be a little happy to glad change? Or?
Yeah, no, it's just...
Okay, Randy?
I'm good with it.
Okay, perfect. We've got a work session today at 2:30, so they'll all be back again. We'll have 1:30, and we also don't have a 2:30 today, so if you did something before one of those work sessions or the end, we could just do it then.
Okay, sounds good.
The most substantive, I guess, is work session. Is that what we are calling this? Do we have to call it a work session?
It shouldn't be, no.
Okay.
That was one of my little changes.
Okay,
we'll change it on the announcements. It's a meeting if you're inviting them. It's
okay,
or
all
you
right.
can call it an informal okay. hearing. But meeting is what you called the last one, I think.
Yeah.
The meeting.
Okay.
And we'll change that.
Okay.
All right, Austin, anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, great. Okie doke. Let's see. What is next on our schedule? Mr. Leanne.
Oh, just wait. Back on that issue, I was going to talk to you about, the two of you care to see the draft survey that we will send out to the warehouse, the elevator owners? It's pretty straightforward.
I don't think so. I trust your...
Okay. And just because I wanted to make sure it was relevant and that we were asking the right questions, I did call Dave Fiebinger.
From Mayville?
Finley. Yeah, Finley. And got his input. A, he thought it was a good idea, and B, he provided some input on how we phrase the questions and what we're asking. So this survey will reflect his input. All right.
Okay, Mr. Leanne, 111D, is this what you and I talked about? I asked you to throw it on here, or did you have something else that...
No, so I think we probably could have just put it on scheduling.
Okay, fair enough. The long and short of it is that we got to get the companies in here, Vestor owns, and get their thoughts on the proposed rule and whether they would like a state plan, a regional plan, is what I was thinking about, because we've got to weigh in, I think, as a commission to the health department within 6 months to give them our thoughts, and it's hard to do that without talking to our investor owns. They've already talked to the companies we don't regulate and got their thoughts, so that's what I was kind of thinking. So, all right, let's just drop to scheduling then. The only thing I had on discussion is the same kind of thing. Unless Rennie and Julia, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but also we could just schedule the Excel update to the three of us unless there was particular questions you wanted to talk about. I intended to get them in here and give us everything that happened in the event, what their plan was, and ask a bunch of questions.
No, I think that's great.
Randy?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And the last one I had for discussion was the bonuses. The three of us met, and one of the commissioners, I'm not saying which one, was saying we should get it done so we could vote on it. We got to get it done today.
I was hoping we could meet after our informal this afternoon. Are you out of here?
No, I can make that work. So that would, Commissioner Crisman, that would be.
We'll have to schedule that, though, because we have to actually take a vote, I believe.
We need where's the money guy? We need the motion. You need to prepare it by job numbers, and then we need a special meeting to vote on it, correct? I'm looking all over the place here, but I think that's how we do it.
Yes. You would need a meeting to talk about it, but you'd also need a meeting to if you're going to make
vote
a
on.
Motion.
Well, we need to do that today.
Yeah. So if you want to pick a time, we'll put that together between now and then.
How long do you think that informal will last, Jerry? Brian?
Half hour maybe, maybe a little more than that.
So do we want to meet at 2:30 and then have a 3:30 special meeting or something like that?
Sure. We got 1:30 to 2:30 is the Thunder Spirit Wind.
Right.
And then 2:30 we have down until 4:30 is Otter Tail is giving us an update about their IRP. So that's the one that they're going to come in and tell us what's going on. We scheduled that whenever we did. So we could certainly do it at 4:30. I don't see any other early alternatives.
Or if we're done early on that informal, you could squeeze it in right after.
Well, if you put down a time, you just have to pick a time, like 1:45.
Well, I don't anticipate the three of us needing long to deliberate about the bonuses. We had it narrowed down last time, I thought. We just needed to decide. So we could do. Could we notice the special meeting and the discussion all for 1:30?
And or then, 1. I could do it at 1 if we wanted to do that.
You could also notice at that same time, 1:30, and just wait. They just wait 5 minutes to get started.
Well, I was just thinking the same time. Then when the Thunder Spirit gets done, we can go right into that quick session, have the meeting. And if that runs a little bit long, then Otter Tail will just hang out.
Or you could have the meeting first and have a full hour. You could, if you put them both
at
1:30.
Do it at 1?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, are we able to produce the paperwork between now and 1? I don't know if you're...
I can
off
get it
to
out
lunch.
There by 1.
Okay. I mean, that's the other thing. Is staff.
It's the paperwork that you guys
have to. Well, I don't have any.
Well, we'll have to have two meetings. We'll have to decide and then put together, give a little time to put together a motion with the right numbers.
Yeah, so we would just have the personnel meeting at 1, and then we can decide, and then maybe we'd have the special meeting at the conclusion of the Otter Tail deal.
I'd prefer to have the meeting and then the discussion, then the meeting, boom, boom, and then that's done.
Okay. They have to prepare this stuff.
I can give the...
1 o'clock gives them enough time.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think that... If I remember correctly, we have just one discussion point.
Okay.
So I think we just get it done. Otherwise, it'll labor on. I'm okay with 1 o'clock.
Good
so
for me.
So we could do 1 o'clock. Notice both. The meeting and the work session and the special meeting all at 1 o'clock. And then as soon as 1 is done, we'll go right into the special meeting.
Well, and I don't even think you need a work session. You can discuss before you vote. I mean, you can do the business with 1 special meeting
okay.
item.
Fair enough.
You can
let's do that.
Talk and then vote.
Okay.
Right, Esther?
So you don't want
so.
The personnel meeting?
Yeah. No, I think we just want a special meeting on this issue. There's no reason you cannot speak to each other at an open meeting about the issue before you vote.
Okay. And for my colleagues, if you could bring your choice of 9 already ahead of
really?
Time.
Really? That's what we have to do? I wasn't clear about that.
I told the 2 of you last week we should do that then, so it would be done, just for the record.
We didn't have all the information then. Now we do.
You have nothing different now than you had before, I bet.
I do. I have a different spreadsheet.
All right, moving on. So, Josh, you ready to do what you got to do? All right. When we get down here, I'll give you what I got. I'll give you my 9, okay?
I can start with that.
All right. Okay, so that's that. Anything else for discussion? Okay.
We should discuss that one.
So that
good
was
Lord.
Discussion, not on
scheduling, screen. MDU Otter Tail, Mr. Leon, 345 transmission line. That's the one down in Ellendale?
Yeah.
The one they had to have immediately?
Say that again?
The one they had to have immediately that they haven't done anything on in 4 months?
I am working on their proposed findings now. And so I was thinking about like after the 4th of July.
All right, Commissioner Fedorchuk is going UA on us. Do you know where she's headed, Alana? You're her dental counsel?
No, she just said her phone was dead. I don't know what that means to him.
That means your calendar don't work.
That's what it means. Yeah.
So you're wanting a work session on it or meeting to vote on it?
Well, if you want to do a work session on it before you vote.
Let me propose this, Jerry. We have a next meeting scheduled on July
10th.
What I'd say is if you could put together the draft order and then send it out to the 3 of us. If one of us has a question, we'll schedule a work session. Otherwise, let's just vote on that thing July 10th.
I can make that work if everybody's happy with it.
I'll double check with Julie. Julie, I was just saying for the Otter Tail, that 10 miles, we got a commission meeting July 10th. I asked Jerry that if he could just put together the draft, send it to the 3 of us. If one of us wants a work session, we can ask for it. Otherwise, I would just say we could vote on it on the 10th.
Okay.
Because that was my viewpoint. That was pretty straightforward.
Okay.
So that's okay, Randy, Julie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There you go, Jerry. All righty. Work session, Highland Crude. Ooh, this is the one we just finished. Julie Prescott. That won't be quite as easy, will it? So you'll need to get all the late filed exhibits in. So you're thinking when?
Julie, your mic.
I visited with Brian Schmidt this morning about it, and he thought the week of the 7th through the 11th.
Of July?
July.
That's a busy week already.
Pretty well booked up.
Yep.
Okay, then after the 18th.
So the week of the 21st?
Would be a possibility.
Well, we have a director's meeting 1:30 to 2:30 on the 21st. We could do it after that if my colleagues are available.
What day of the week is it?
It's a Monday.
It should work. Oh, hold on a second.
What do we usually leave for our directors' meetings? An hour?
1 hour.
So is 2:30 early enough time to start to get all the work that you need us to do, Julie?
It would be a good start.
I don't think we'll finish that in 1 work session.
There's a lot of issues.
Well, should we pick another day? Is that too late in the day to even be starting on it? Or I'm comfortable with 2:30.
I think that would be okay.
I don't see any openings coming up the rest of that week, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so 2:30 on the July 21st. Till 4:30, let's say. Let's put 2-hour block down, and we'll for sure done 4:30. If we did done early, then so be it. Okay. Oral arguments, MDU Menards. Mr. Leon. And Ryan is here, too, I saw somewhere.
Yeah, I brought counsel along to do this one for me.
Are we paying him to be here?
No comment. Talking with the ALJ, Jerry's been in contact with the ALJ's office. I've been in contact with the other attorneys on the matter. We have looking – what we're going to do is we're going to have briefs submitted on the issues a week ahead of time. And in order to accommodate that, we're looking towards the end of July or early part of August. So the 28th, 29th, 30th of July work for everyone.
What did we just notice today on that again? We didn't give a date on it. We just said we were going to do it.
You just made the motion to grant the request for oral argument. Okay.
So what did you say, the 28th to the...
The 30th, and then also the 1st of August.
Those work for me.
I'm available on the 28th and 29th.
Well, there's also the informal...
Or the informal.
That was another on the 30th.
That would be good, too.
Hey, I like that idea, unless there's a, because that's already a day we're already here. Randy, that work for you, the 30th, that use that informal time frame?
It does work for me, unless the goal was to get this done before that and then potentially vote on a motion on our meeting on the 30th. So either way works for me.
I don't know that, well, I can't speak to Julie, your portfolio. I wouldn't think it's going to be a layup no matter how that goes.
Since we're asking for briefs and everything, and we have to have the ALJ get all the arrangements with the parties and everything worked out, you know, probably the later is better.
So you like the 30th, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. Julie, it's your portfolio. I'll defer to you if I think.
There are dates into August as well that we could.
Was the 21st or that just wasn't feasible to do it
earlier?
We just booked that for Highland, and we've already got a director's meeting in the morning. I'm booked other places of July.
That whole week.
That week is
shot.
Well, let me look here. Wait a minute. The morning of the 24th, I would have some time. Randy, what does that look like for you?
It's fine with me. I thought Ryan said, did you say that to get the briefs filed and everything, you needed till the week of the 28th, or would the 24th work? I don't know.
Just for the purpose of drafting the briefs and getting those in a week ahead of time, so that way the commission has an opportunity to review those prior to oral argument.
They work equally as well between the 24th or the 30th or the 28th for me.
Okay. Julie, do you have a preference, 24, 28, 30?
Well, I would prefer 30. To try to give us a little bit more time before that next commission meeting, and I think it would be nice, you know, okay, between the hearing or the oral arguments and the next commission meeting, because I'm looking, it's also a three-week time period that goes before our next commission meeting, so it's almost, okay, you know, middle of August. I just, how long do we want this to drag on?
So the morning of the 24th works for everyone then?
Except for we don't know if it works for the company. Yeah,
and the judge didn't give that. That date does not work for the judge.
All right. Well, let's just go with the 30th. Or what was it, the 30th of the afternoon? And
we could do a bump plan. If it doesn't work for the judge, the 24th, we bump to the 30th. And you just let us know quickly after you talk to Wade.
Okay. We already had the 24th was not one of the dates we got as working for him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
So we could go straight to the 30th.
I don't see any choices.
I suppose we could also just go to the 28th. Let's do this. Go to the 28th, and if we are able to wrap it up in 2 days, we can. If not, okay, we'll just not.
I'm okay with that. Morning start out 9 o'clock, something like that, 8:30. Preference? Randy's always up by 4, so I don't worry about you in the morning.
I'm good to go. Whatever time you set.
Let's say 8:30.
Okay. Jerry, Ryan, going once, going twice?
8:30 on the 28th.
8:30 and 28th. Central Standard Time. 12th floor of the Capitol.
Daylight time.
Central Daylight Time. That's right. Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, we're getting close here. Excel update. They were hoping for, well, not hoping, they just were thinking they could use 4 to 6 weeks, and so I'll just start throwing some dates out here.
4 to 6 weeks to gather the information stuff?
Yeah, by the time they do the full investigation. And plus, looking at our calendar, we don't have anything open till the, we could do that 30th in the afternoon again at 1:30.
I'm going to be leaving that day, so I.
Okay.
Do you think it'll be last an hour or?
Well, I think that's a couple. So if that doesn't work, the 31st?
Nope, I'm gone the 31st and 1st.
Okay. Let's go into.
The 29th. 29th.
That doesn't work. Now we're still back in July?
I believe so. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, Friday, August 8th, as a jurisdictional allocation study with Xcel Energy.
Hmm. Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's where that is. I wondered.
Great idea, Esther. Well, we could tail that on the back end of that.
Sure.
That work for Randy? That's a good idea, Esther. That's a great idea.
Probably work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the same people. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it works for me.
Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put that down on August 8th, 10 till 12. And so that gives a 3-hour block with Excel in the morning. And what shall we call that? Inquiry into Fargo.
Outages.
I want to say outages, I guess. What's another word?
Service reliability.
There we go.
But I was wondering if it's, I mean, if we need to just talk about it as an update on the case requirement. I was going to look back at the order and see
the order on the performance
on the service quality or reliability upgrades.
Okay.
So I think we have to notice it maybe with that case number.
Well, I'm not necessarily relating it to the case, but I see your point that if we.
Well, I'm going to look at the wording, but either way, it's really reliability or service quality,
yeah.
Basically.
Okay, well, you sort that out with yes. Esther, what you want to call it, but we'll just block off that date.
Yes.
August 8th. Great call, Esther. Okay, anything else, Randy or Julie, you'd like to schedule?
Yes.
Oh, geez, next year. We dropped that down. Didn't even get to you guys. Well, that one I should just talk about just a minute. Here's what I was envisioning. I met with Basin Electric last week, and I met with GRE yesterday, and got their initial thoughts on what they would like to see for the recommendation that the health department does on whether it's a state SIP, whether it's a regional SIP, whether it's a multi-regional SIP. And so I would like to have each of the investor owns come in and say, okay, here's what we think is the best for our customers on the state implementation plan. And that's, I guess, what I was thinking. And so the sooner the better to get them in here, giving them enough time. I'm sure they've all looked at it to some degree. But it'd be much easier to have the discussion with them. I don't know individually or as a group. That's what I just want to get that in the calendar.
So separate meetings with each company?
Well, that's what I've opened to discussion. If we did it separate with each one, I'd say give them each an hour and just roll through a morning or an afternoon. Or we just block off 3 hours and invite them all. This I don't think is necessarily so time sensitive. We got something in August. That's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty unique, and I think a discussion with each of them separately would be more useful than one discussion with all of them.
Okay. Fair enough. So we could go. Is that okay with you, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
So then we'd look at.
Would we invite Dave Glatt, too?
I think that'd be. That's a great idea. Why wouldn't we invite Dave?
I just think it'd be helpful for him to hear what their concerns are. And
I like that idea.
If he's available.
Okay. So. For some reason, August 19th is wide open on my August calendar.
Me too.
Uh-oh.
Gee, that's too bad.
What's...
That works.
That works? Julie, that's good? Beautiful. All right, so let's do August 19th, starting at 9 o'clock. And then do we just want to do the morning?
Sure.
I think so. And so, Jerry, can you circle around? Let's just for sake of discussion, we could do 9 till 10 for MDU, 10 till 11, Outer Tail, 11 till 12, Excel.
Sure.
and then double check with them. If that doesn't work, we can maybe let's block off the whole day, and if the afternoon would work better, you give them some flexibility. But it's a long enough time out there.
My guess would be that you'll have all three of them show up for all for the meetings.
Yeah, that's fine. But then the discussion can be focused with each one at the table at a time.
And if you're talking with them and they think it would be more productive to just have them all together, and, you know, if they think that would be more productive, I don't have any problem with that.
I know that from what I've seen in the reporting of the Star Tribune, Xcel Energy doesn't like the way the orders fell, the 111D. Mm-hmm. And so, but I know that other companies really like the way it felt. So it's going to be interesting to see what they might want to do on the whole process, too. So, okay. August 19th?
Okay, so... Do you want me to check if they want to all go together, or do you want to just schedule them separate?
I think they should be separate.
Okay.
Just schedule them separately, and they can do what they want.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now I'll ask one more time. Any other things we should schedule for? Mr. Galleon.
Can we schedule some budget meetings?
Sure. Why not? Since we got to get that done soon, too.
The 15th is coming very close.
Grab a mic so in case somebody's listening. The 15th of July, right?
15th of July is coming up very close, or soon. And
okay, so we're going to have the special meeting today to finalize the bonuses.
Yes.
You've given us all the recent drafts on the pay allocation, so we're pretty much 99.99% solution there, I think.
Sounds like it.
You're
but
talking
all
about
of the additional packages that have been discussed to kind of iron through some of those details. I am pulling all of this stuff together. But we're going to need to, you know, I need the commission to make some decisions on what we want to actually include.
Right. When's it
now,
due?
You say you could apply for 30 days?
We can request an extension to go out to August 15th if we need more time. I know Commissioner Christman's not going to be available.
Right. I think
so. We're really going to be pushing it.
Well, I think it's not even so much that it's just the complexity of the budget this year with the pipeline positions and others. I think that would be the rationale for an extension.
Yeah, I agree.
So if the commissioner's okay with that, I will request one from OMB to get us.
You can sign that, or one of us has to sign that, or?
I can send it to you.
I'm just asking what they require.
I think it's just an email from us, and okay. I think I've sent it myself in the past, but.
Okay, could you do that? And if you need something different, let us know before the special meeting today.
Will do.
And we'll see what we can do then.
I will send an email over lunch hour. I don't know if I'll get a response back, but I'll definitely make an attempt here right now.
So, Randy, you're okay with an extension?
Yes, I am.
Julie, you're okay with that?
Yep.
One more time? Okay.
Well, that gives us into...
But then we should schedule it in August.
let's schedule some stuff at the end of July if we can.
Did we use the 28th?
We did not.
Why 28th? Menards is in the morning.
Oh, yeah. We did Menards that morning, but...
The afternoon?
Maybe that afternoon.
Randy, what does that look like for you?
Of July 28th.
At 1:30, yeah. For budget meeting.
Yeah, that works fine for me.
Okay, and Julie said it's good. Okay, Josh,
what time did we say?
1:30.
July 28th, 1:30.
And give us 2 hours there, might as well.
Can we schedule one more, just in case?
Anything for you, Josh.
Thank you, sir. Maybe just either a few days later or maybe the following week, just in case.
Well,
30.
What did you say, Julie?
31st.
I thought you were gone that day.
31st does. I have kind of a conflict, but okay. I could do it right away in the morning.
Well, what's the? How about the
Friday?
We've got that schedule. How about that next week, the 4th?
No.
8:30 or 9 on the 31st would work for me.
If we don't have to, let's look at that next week.
That next week, I will be out.
Okay. When did the extension take us to?
The 15th of August.
Yeah, I've gone the 31st.
So the week of the 11th, we'd have all week.
Okay, let's pick that. Let's pick that week.
Okay.
Does that give us still enough time?
Well, we should wrap up.
I'm planning on having everything wrapped up on that 28th, okay. But I just want...
Just in case.
If we don't,
just
we can
in case.
For another time on the 28th, but we can just set it up for the 11th.
Of?
August.
That Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Time? 1:30? Just throwing that out there. I'm open in the morning, too.
Works for me.
Sure.
So 1:30 and 11, Josh, and if we need it, if we don't need it, we won't use
Actually,
it?
Actually, can we do it in the morning? Let's do it like 10.
Okay. 10 o'clock. Randy, is that okay with you?
10 to 11, 11, 12, what?
If we block off 2 hours and don't need it on the after we meet on the 28th, we can ditch it.
Okay.
Alrighty then. Okay, going once, going twice again. Patrick, you're still hanging out. You must want something. Stacy, Julie, nothing? Okay. Oh, yes. And I gave you my comments, right? You got mine.
And I believe you sent yours to me, right?
I did.
Okay.
So. Plus, I made them. Weren't you listening?
Yes.
All right. Randy, Julie, going once, going twice?
Good.
All right. We'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you all.